Tabitum Mechamura. You hold now daf Nun Aleph from an Aleph on top. That Loim Amar Tabitum Mechamura. If it was only said by Tum Mechamura, I'll tell you, Shekein Eimer Eisa Kiyotzebom. Tabitum Mechamura does not make a Kiyotzebom. Right, says Machna Shematam and Nevela Esodom. Like once this Nevela touches the, when a person swallows it and he becomes Tamei, is they nois Eisodom Choyzem Etam Odom. This person has become Tamei, he's like a Rishon Tumah. He cannot go now and be metam another person. So therefore, this tumah chamur right now is ainu oisik yitzvah, does not make the person into a tumah chamura. But yom b'tumah kalum hashayim, when this aloch of the tumah kalum on the oichlin here, when this bird has tumas oichlin on it, shayisik yitzvah, when it touches food, it makes it into a rishon, a rishon makes it into a shayni. So it is metam of the oichlin. So maybe that's what he meant to say. Shkin Eina Yeredes Lakach means that Tumah Chamura does not make the give over the Tumah the same chayma that it has. So Mar says no. Omalei Abaye Abaye says back. You saw called the chayma. It's a kav chayma in the opposite way. But Ma Tumah Chamura Madis, this strong Tumah. The Kila Adiyeno Isaac Yitzibas, it has a kalus to it that when you eat this Oif Nevelas Oif Tor, true, you become Tumah. But you're only a Rishon. You cannot be Metam another person. Still Metam is for the Machshava. Still, you become Tamei, the person that eats this ice, even though there's no Machshava to eat it first. And so, Tumah Kala, this Halach of Tumas Oichlin. The data we say now, this Nevelas Oif Torah has a Tumas Oichlin on it. The Chamira, in a certain point, it's more Chomer than what? That the Yosek Yotzebo. This type of a Tumah does make Yotzebo. This type of a Tumah. Any hechsher, you don't have to put any water on it. That's the loch. Eat itself as an avatumah. When you eat it, that's the xeras akosav. It becomes tamei. It doesn't need any hechsher on it. Mashenken tiyama betumas kalav. Mashenken tumas oichlin. Shetzricha hechsher. Usually needs a hechsher. Every tumas oichlin needs a hechsher to make avatumah. So therefore, here maybe you do need a machshava. So where is the question? No. O mitzrich hechsher. You have to have a hechsher on this oichlin here, on this nevelas oiftorim. You have to have a mashkim to come on it. Is that true? Like, usually it's true. Usually food could only be mekabel tumah if first water went on top of it. But that's only regular food, but not this type of a food of an avelas oif tor. For your tanan, we learned like this, that shloisha devorim nemru of an avelas oif tor. There were three things that were said about an avelas oif tor. Tzricho machshava, you have to have machshava, you have to think about it. But v'yena metam el lebeis abliya. It's only metam in the base of liya that when you swallow it, that's what metam of the person metam is begotten. So soon see what I mean to say. Tzrichas machshav. What do you have to have machshav over here? But the yena tzrich hechsher. It does not have to have any hechsher. It does not have to have any water to go on it. So question: what the mishnah means over here is that tzrich machshav means in order to give this nevela so if tzora tumas oichlin on it, you have to have a machshav. You won't eat from it. But that's only the get of tumas oichlin. But the gear to the tumas of Beis Abliya, then even without machshav, it's metamiyu. But once you want him, once you have machshav to eat from it, then it has tumas oichlin, even though it has no hechsher. So you see, you do not have to have any hechsher. So Mar says, no, maybe what it means to say was, nihi de hechsher, sheretz leboy. So you don't have to have any hechsher, you don't have to have the sheretz to come and touch this Beis Tor. It becomes tummy by itself, because the sefer tumas on the chamuram, but maybe hechsher mayim boy, but maybe water has to go upon this oif first. You have to have a hechsher mayim. So Mar says no. Maish no hechsher sheretz. What do you tell me that you do not have to have a sheretz to touch this nevelas oif tor to become tamei? The loy boy. Why? Could have taught at the very Bishmuel. It's learned by the very Bishmuel. So we'll soon see what that means. If that's the reason why you don't have to have a hechsher sheretz, is so hechsher mayim namlet vesh. You don't have to have mayim either to go there. Could have taught at the very Bishmuel learned like this. The taught at the very Bishmuel. He learned like this. The pasuk says, "I'll call Zera Zerua Sheyizra." This is a pasuk here by Zroim. That is the pasuk of Hechsher for an Eichon to Vakam B'Tuma. So, turn over to Rabbi Shmuel. It says, "I'll call Zera Zerua Sheyizra." They learn out the pasuk of Ma Zroim, just like Zroim, regular vegetables that grow. Shein Seif on Tama Tuma Chamura by itself, it will not have any din Abatuma on it. It doesn't have any Tuma Chamura. Therefore, it's Rechon Hechsher. That how does our food become tamei? You need hechsher, two types of hechsher. First, water has to come over it, and then the sheretz has to touch it. Is av kol shein sefer tamei tumah chamura, any type of a food that by itself will not have a tumah chamura, needs a hechsher. So you can hechsher. But Yotzeh goes out from here, Nevela Seif Torah goes out from this, the din of a Nevela Seif Torah, that by itself, She Seif HaTamah Tumah Chamura, that by itself the Nevela of a Neif Torah, again, a Torah Dika bird, when it died without a Shechita, so the person comes to eat from it now, when he swallows it in the Beis HaBliyah, it's Metama the person, that's called the Tumah Chamura. And so this Eif Torah that has a Tumah Chamura, Shein Srichin Hechsher. Right now, if you want to give the Tumas Eichlin on it, so it can become a Tumas Eichlin and have a Hechsher. Mean to say, you do not have to have water come on it, and you do not have to have a Sheretz touch it. But a Machshava you have to have, because if you don't have a Machshava to teach from, it's not called an Eichel altogether. Tumas Eichlin only comes on an Eichel. So sure, you have to have Machshava to teach from it. But once you have Machshava to teach, and give it to a great teeth, and Echnami, then you yourself will not have to have any. You yourself not have to have any, Hechsher Mayim or Hechsher Sheretz on it. So the cell was put back to Kasha, what the Chum means to answer back to the Yochanan Ben Uri. Samara says, Rabbi, Elohim or Rava, Vitemi Rapopo, Shum Tuma Chamur Boilam, and Shum Tuma Kala Boilam, that's what they meant to say. Kasha said, it means like this, Loim Amata Vituma Chamur Dinu Shimitama Bloy Machshava. We'll never find any tumah chamur, any hava tumah by itself that needs a hechsher. A sheretz or a shechvazer, they need any hechsher. Any hava tumah by itself is always tamei. That's why you don't have to have a machshav for this nevel seif tor. Mashenkin, a regular tumah oichlin, that always needs a hechsher. That's the yom of the tumah's kalod yechlin, shafar pishes, do anything, you know, here, you don't have to have a hechsher, true. But usually tumah's oichlin do need a hechsher. But since they do need a hechsher, about it, for the sale here, you have to have a machshava. And without a machshava, Taka would not be kabul to mass eichlin. That's like a taina, what Chomi and Sabbatib Yechlin Manuri. You can't make this kabul choyma. For Nevela, so if Torah true thee, do not have to have machshava. Because that's never your readiness for Tumas for machshava, for any hechsher. For Hashem, a Tumas eichlin always needs a hechsher, here also could be a koponim, you have to have a machshava before it will be makabul to mass eichlin. Now the Gemara says, "Oh my Rav, Umaydi Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon agrees, though, that Linyan Maisa the Machshavas Chibur Shmo Machshava. That even before the Sovereign of Rabbi Yechon, that if you have a Machshava v'Shasitz Mechubar, it doesn't give the Shem Eichel a Kabotuma. The Kabbalah's Tuma on a food, you only have to have a Machshava after it's pulled off. But here Rabbi says that Rabbi Yechon agrees with Linyan Maisa." To say that something is mechuyev and shumas semaisa, when is the machshava? When can the machshava be chal for yibur shem oichon? Here, Birchin agrees that a chibur, a machshava's chibur, shmo machshava. Some of Rav Rav says, "Mino mino laharamanot." To say this, the Tznan will learn like this: a Mishnah Maisers has say of the ezer of different type of vegetables, things that grows. The ezer of high stalks, va'akurnius shebchotzer. If these things grow in a courtyard, im hoyu nishmorim, if they are watched, and havamina now means if there's grown nishem achilas adam, then chayovim sadachayiv in trumas amaisis. So the question is, hekadam, what are we talking about over here? You know, if you want to tell me this arvina machilu liyadam, that it was planted lachatchila bedach, that a person should eat from it, so srichul meim, but you have to tell me that's chayiv in trumas amaisis trita. And the Lav is the case talking about the Zerunim with Chilula Behema. At first when they planted these vegetables like they planted these growths, it was planted L'Shem to give it to us, feed it for an animal. And still, Katanya says over here, Im Hayo Nishmorim, the question of Havamina was, the world growing is being watched now, you have a Machshava to give it to a person to eat. It's Chayotim, it says, Yichayim and Trumas Amaisus. So here's the proof to say that by Trumas Amaisus, you can have a Machshava even when it's growing to give it a Shem Oichim. Omer Vashavashi says no. Hoch over here, Bechotzer, Sholom Aleim, Askin, it's Omer over here, Chotzer, that these things grow by itself, nobody planted it. And the Chiddush is, then, Ustom and Liodom come, and that's the Chiddush here. Then in Astam, these growths are also considered Stam Liodom. And therefore, they have a Locha, the Mechoyim, Truma Semaisos. Vodikom, this is what the Mishnah means to say. Im Achotzer, Mishamarius, if Chotzer is watched, meaning to say, if not Hefgom, then Perasecha Yavim, the Beirus Achayiv, and what's the reason why? Because minastam they grow in the Shem Achilas Adam. The Imlav, let's say, if not watch this Chotzer, then it's like Hefka, then Pturim is part of the Shumas Amaisus. Moser Ravashi, Asher Ravashi has a question like this. Moser Ravashi says, Kol Shechayavim, B'mais Reis, Mitamim Tumas Eichlin. We had before anything that's called an Eichel, that's Mechuyiv and Shumas Amaisus, so that not Eichel, Zosim, Akabu, Tumas Eichlin.
Now, the emissive is true what you're saying, that you could have a machshava b'mechubur for trumas and maisus, and not for tumah. We have these things that are growing. We don't know when it's growing, whether it's oimit for behemoth or it's oimit for nodom. So if you have machshava then to feed it for nodom, so you're telling me now the quote of Yochanan, the machshava helps to mechayv in trumas and maisus. But v'yei metam atumas eichlin, but they get to tumas eichlin, there you say if Yochanan holds, the machshava b'mechubah does not help. You have to first wait till it's cut off. See, while this thing is growing right now, it's not called an eichel or kabel to masaychlim. The machshav right now does not help. And then even after you pull it off, pick it off, it will not be a kabel to masaychlim, cause money, you don't have a new machshav. Mashaykh, and once you pick it off right away, it'll be mechoy mitrum asamaisis. You see, a shaykh has something that's chay mitrum asamaisis and does not have hilchot tumma. A rov says like this, it's not a question. Hochi kom, this is what the Mishnah means to say. Kol min, any type of a food, shechaye b'maisa, meaning to say that with machshava has a shem oichlan, as mechaye b'chumas ha'maisa is, such a food also metamim tumas oichlan. The Nechami, when you have machshava on it, this is a min, that machshava helps to make it into an oichl, that'll have a tumas maisa. But doesn't mean to say you can't have a situation where you have machshava on this and not for that. That could be. Just means any min that with the machshava gives it a shem oichel for maizrois who are din, the right machshava will give it in tumah to kabel tumas eichlin. The Mora says hochinam imestarbu did this for also this way. Miratani said this since it says in the sefer they're called shechai yibereshes ageiz is chai b'matonois, any type of an animal that yichai bereshes ageiz, that's the locha that you shear off the wool of your sheep. So you have to give a portion of it matonis to a kain. So who are din such a sheep such an animal is chayv matonis. When you shech the animal, you have to give this royal chayayim v'keva to the kain. But you should know the extra certain cases shechayv matonis that the chayv take matonis. That's not like a buckle or cattle that if you shecht it, you chayv to give this royal chayayim v'keva to the kain. But the chayv brishes against because it doesn't have any wool on it. Now the emissive is true what you're saying, Ayiko treifa. There is an animal that's a treifa. So you have a case, an animal's a treifa, the chayev is brishas ageiz. When I saw that when you shear off the wool off the sheep, even though it's a treifa, still you chayev in the mitzvah is brishas ageiz. But v'yena chayev matonis, you don't have to give the matonis to the kohen, because you only have to give the matonis to the kohen if you can eat it. If it's a bar shchita, Mashenkim, the animal's a trade for us, you can't make a shchita on it. The shchita is not matter with bachilam, there's no mitzvah matonis. You see, there's a hechatim, there's a case here that you can have a chiyah of rachis ageiz, and you don't have a chiyah of matonis to kohen. So how could the Mishnah say that kol shechai of rachis ageiz is chayv of matonis? So the terrace must be that shein min behema katoni. Means any min behema that yichai b'resh is a gaze, that min is also chai b'matonis b'zweil l'chai m'keva. But the plotiest is could be l'chnami, this animal happens to be a trefa, machmat zet potter min matonis. But it's a proof to say we're talking about now called min. It means the type of an animal that's chai b'resh is a gaze, that type is chai also matonis. Omer Vinovina says, no, could be there's no proof in this Mishnah. I'll tell you, a man who's known this Mishnah, goes like, Rabbi Shimon, he goes according to Rabbi Shimon, cheated, it's none. Rabbi Shimon, poitra was a traitor from Rishis Ageis. Shimon knows no traitor is potter from Rishis Ageis. Therefore, there's always a case that whenever you are chayv from Rishis Ageis, it would be in the chayv of Matonis. And this case of a traitor, Shimon knows the same way you potter from Matonis, or then you also potter from Rishis Ageis. And he learns the sound, the Gemara Shkin Chu learns it out, why he holds the apartment from Rishas Ageis. Now the Gemara says, Omar Rav Simi Barashi, Toshima coming here, says, Alochom, that Hamafkir is karma. If somebody is mafkir his vineyard, the Hishkim, then the owner wakes up the next morning, Baboka early in the morning, Ulbotsrim, like he goes to Bizeicha back in his vineyard, and he starts to cut off the grapes. So Locher is a chai the parrot of the oldest. He's not chai, he leaves over the small grapes. He's chai to give the parrot and the oldest to the neem. Uva shichro, if he gets something there, uva peya, is mechuyvim peya. Even though it was one tefka, but since the owner himself was later back in it, there's a rashi who's down as the first to say, Taz of Yisayram, to be married, but you're still mechuyiv in these mitzvahs. It's like it considered was never hefka. But upotim in a maisa. Maisa is still potter from the maisa since it was one tefka, so even though the owner was leicha back, still you potim in a maisa. Now, we learn like this. we learned that kol shechayi b'peya, any time you chayv to give off peya, it's chayv b'maisus on that type of tefuah, also you chayv on trumas b'maisus. So it's a kashi, it could be a case where you're mafkarit, and then you woke up the next morning, that we say you put them in a maisa, but you chayv in peya. And so the theory here, you see you chayv in peya, and you put for maisa. Here says the mishnah, kol shechayi b'peya, it's chayv b'maisa, so it's a stira. So Elamai, Elashem, Mishra, I mean, is this another proof that min ketonah, the pshat is, means the min, that this type, it means a type, any type of a food that could have a chiyuv tayyib to it, could also have a chiyuv trumas amaisus. So Shra Amina, that's a good proof to say we're talking about the min ketonah. And what says Tanan also, not the Mishnah in Tumpeyon, Moidim Chachom Nu Rabbi Akiva, Chom Agrit Rabbi Akiva, that the Zoraya, if you plant Sheves or Chardol, these types of spices, Sheves or Chardol mustard, the Shnayim, the Shalosh Mekayimis, if you plant in two or three different places in the fields, Shnayim Simpeh Mekolachas V'yachas, it's called a separate field. Even though it's a machlekes over there, Bekiv Nechoma, other things, if you divide up one row of vegetables in between other ones, does it make it into two separate fields to mechayv yourself in two separate payas? Or is it one big field, you have one chiyuv payam? But over here, even Nechom, the Grut Chol Kivam, that if you plant Zeraya V'Shev, as Rashi says, as far as these type of things, since they're only planted Latavla for spices, so therefore in two or three places, like Choshev by itself, and there, even the Chom, the Grut Chol Kivam, you have to take off Teyah, Mikol Echad, Yechad. Each part is called like a field by itself, that it has its own chiyuv payam.